Blog Talk Radio.
Black men, the time is now. This is Sergeant Major Brother Stokes of the Black Man's Army. What we got to do right now, brothers, we got to stand up. We got to protect our women and our children. We got to stop relying on somebody else to fix our problems. We have to fix them ourselves. We got to stand up, y'all. It's time to rise up. It's time to make a difference. We are black men in this city. Black men are not being afraid to do what's right. We got to stand up, y'all. We got to do something about this violence in this city. We got to protect what's ours. You know, it's a funny thing when everybody else protect their women and their children. But we as black men seem to not do the same. It's time to wake up. It's time to make a difference. So we're going to need you all to come and join with us, the Black Man's Army. This city has now awakened into a brand new era. The era is being right, doing what's right, being what's right. We must stand up, calling all black men, come join us, for we are the Black Man's Army, the Black Man's Army, the Black Man's Army. And I am Sergeant Major Brother Stokes. Come march with me, come stand with me, let's make a difference. Let's protect our women and our children. Let's be proud again. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Somebody might ask the question, exactly what you're proud of. I'm proud of being black. I'm proud of being a man. It's time now for us to stand. Stand up. Stand up. The Black Man's Army. We're standing tall, protecting our women and our children. We need justice in the city. Time out for injustices. Our women and our children are dying in the streets every day. Tears running down a mother's face. A little child asked me the other day, she said, why did my uncle have to die? It's time out for that. We must protect our women and our children. Come join with me, the Black Man's Army.
Black Man Army.
The Black Man's Army. The Black Man's Army. This is the Black Man's Army.
This is Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's Man in the Streets, chapter 4, verse 37. And that man stands for music, activism, news. And definitely I want to let people know that is an abbreviation, an acronym for music, activism, news. That's what that man stands for. And the number right here that, whoa, a lot of people have used, like the 216-209, 216-903, 216-406. I'll be getting to you all shortly. Got to give you these three disclaimers. So you all know what you're getting into. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone, for any and all info that you hear. That's vaguely important. Disclaimer two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Varsity Music or Blog Talk. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen, not sure for how long because we do have an hour, and we usually have a lot of callers. Which brings us to disclaimer number three. You may not want to take the time to talk, but I will take the time to see what's on your mind. You're important, just as the Creator allowed us to have this show. Hey, if it wasn't for you all calling in, we know what time it is. Before I go to the first phone caller, since I might not get a chance to do this, I'm going to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Start with number 10 and work my way up to number 1. And in number 10, debuting the First Lady's Dynasty 4-year anniversary. They had all kind of things like a meet and greet that happened on Friday. They had a nice little pool party. Their 4-year anniversary was as well on Saturday itself. So that was nice. Number 9, Black House Sounds. Videos under the name Joseph Motley, M-O-T-L-E-Y, J-R period, on YouTube. You ought to check some of those out. Re-debut, Black Odyssey, promoting artists like Native and Dizzog. Number 7, Emax, produced the original Black Man Army theme, which we'll get into a little while. What you heard was the Black Man Army remix featuring Sergeant Major Brother Stokes. Number 6, debuting, wow, talk show host Charles Yancey and Tina Hobson? We'll get into that later on. Number 5, Sheriff Kilroy. Video shoot, Black Man's Army, moved up a little bit. Number 4, debut, Native, with a song called Creepin' about police brutality and what's going on out there. Number 3, HJS Music. Number Black Man Army Pride Day. More later, the video was shot for this song. 10,400 people have heard it on the street so far. And we're not done yet. Haven't even put it out there online. But when you hear that black, red, black, and green bus, you know what it is. Number 1, still number 1, the Ohio Hip Hop Awards. More later, they really did their thing and represented our area real nice. You know something? I'm running my mouth too much. How do I know I'm running my mouth too much? Because I have so many phone callers online, I'm nervous. Usually I don't get this many phone calls. It makes me think I owe some bills or something. But I'm going to take the time and see what's going on. I'm going to 216-903. That's 216-903 to see how they're doing. How are you?
Yo.
Yes, you hear me?
Yeah, this is all. Yes. What's going on?
Oh, man. How you been?
All right, I'm cool, big homie. How you feeling?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. As a matter of fact, you did a very, very excellent job with your music and all of that. So tell me about what's going on with you.
Now, right now, what's going on with me, working on this new track, man, called Straight Outta Cleveland. We putting this little event together. It's called Mics Up, Guns Down event. Man, we got to stop some of this violence out here, man.
Man, I'm glad you spoke about that. And I think that you brought a lot of energy at the Black Odyssey event. I have to admit that, man. You brought a lot of energy, so I could see why and how you ended up being runner-up. And tell us a little bit more about yourself, man, like the name. That's the one thing I wanted to ask. How'd you come up with that name?
I'm a junior. That's what it is. My father's name, Al Dizzog. I'm a junior. My son, the third. We rocking. It's a dynasty.
I hear you. I appreciate you for, like, clearing that up because I was like, if there's one thing I want to ask, I have to ask. You know. And number two, how can people get in contact with you or see or hear more material from you?
Oh, yeah. You can hit me up. Follow me on Instagram at Money Main, M-A-N-E, Main, _ Gotti. Or they can hit me up on Facebook at Dizzog, motherfucking Crane. That's what you can do.
Okay, and spell your name for people.
D-E-Z-O-G. You can check out the Connect video, too, on YouTube at DEZOG. Just type it in, and it'll pop up. First joint.
Got you. We appreciate you for calling in. As a matter of fact, I had that online now for people to hear. So is there anything else that you'd like to say, or what went into this song, man?
Say it again. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, man, we had a song already queued up once we pick up a couple of more phone calls to play. What was the concept behind this record, man?
I mean, we were just sitting at the spot one day. You know how that go. It was looking
right.
Kind of empty. So I heard the beat. I'm like, shit, something's all nice to this. We go rock with this beat right here. Because before Connect, we was going to say the man. So it ain't sound right going to holler at the man. You feel me?
Yes,
so
I do. I feel you.
So I
say
my Connect. So we're going to do
that
like that.
All right, then. We're going to keep this song on deck for you. If you hold the line, we got something for you.
Okay.
All right. We appreciate that. As a matter of fact, before we get into this track, I know I'm going to that 216-209, but I need to let people know, since you're on this same phone number, for those who are online, I don't care where you are, if you're looking at the number, dial in to 646-478-0944, not just tonight, but you might want to dial in on a Wednesday. That Wednesday features Hood Talk Radio from 9 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time with Emacs and The Mindset as they deal with international politics broke down to a local level. And then 646-478-0944, Fridays and Saturdays, you'll be hearing some of these same songs on Hood Tunes Radio. At 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, where my man Emacs deals with Music Business 101. And as I give those things out, while talking about crime and everything else, I will let people know that definitely the Black Man Army meetings are on Wednesdays, 5:45 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time, followed by Black on Black Crime Incorporated at 7:15 p.m. And that's at 14715 Euclid Avenue, Lee Road intersection, and that's at 44112 at the Resource Center. And as I go to the 216-209 phone caller, I want to let people know I'm not all by myself tonight. I mean, this is forming up like Voltron. For those who want to rock out to some different things that's coming up, I want to thank Tina Hobson, who the morning after a three-year-old's murder came to Black on Black Crime Incorporated. It says she talked to Charles Yancey, who has the power radio. You know, who has the power radio? And he was on earlier. His show is on every Monday from 7 to 9 p.m. So from 7 to 9 p.m., talk a little bit about what's going on. Does black lives really matter to black people? Part two. And then following that, this is the show we're on now, Al Porter, Man in the Street. And then at 10 p.m. tonight, Tina Hobson is going to have her I Am a Superwoman special on tonight, 10 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, dealing with this violence. And she talks to a couple of victims of violence to see solutions. And that number for that will be 845-277-9243. Now, I know what people are thinking already, especially before I pick up this next phone caller. And this next phone caller is looking up at the 216-209, and they're saying, are they going to get to me? Is he going to get down and stop talking and running his mouth? So with that being said, I'm looking at 216-209. How are you doing out there?
I'm good, Al Porter. This is John from Black Odyssey.
Man, what's happening?
You know I'm going to come in and support and everything, and I want to shout out to Kizoff right away. I want to make it official and announce that the next show at the Grog Shop is November 4th. It is the same get-up. We got people competing for a free music video. And just like you said the last time, we can get some radio blog play form on this show right here. So if anybody is out there listening right now, it's a little bit cheaper than last time. It's $125 this time.
Wow.
So with $125, you'll get 10 minutes of stage time and 20 tickets. And I know you might be looking at $125, 20 tickets. Yes, you can make a $70 profit. Because if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. So we out here trying to help artists build up from their ground up.
I got you. And what's so important about that, like I said before, I appreciated hosting that event because I almost had a heart attack. Everybody, it started on time. It ended the way it was supposed to. It was professionally done. The tracks were already loaded up to the DJ, so all the artists had to do was come up there. You really, really, really let people know that you all have been in this business, oh, really, for some decades. So it's a good thing. It was professional all the way. So I just want to say my hat's off to that. And it was entertaining. The artists didn't just have, like, 50 artists up there. You had enough and a few so that it started early and ended early, and it was a good thing.
Oh, yeah. And that's the main thing. You know, we don't want to overload people with all the time and stuff. We're not out here trying to, like, jerk nobody with the pricing and everything. So, you know, the price is what it is. You know, you come in and you can make something of it, and if you're really good, you get the video. If not, you can get the connection. We also invite to the club to come in. So it's not just one radio station there. It's others that be there to come in and check out the show. So that's what we all about, trying to make it a one-stop co-op when you perform.
Got you. Well, you've been very successful with that, and I wish you continued success.
Oh, thank you, Al Porter, and I'll be looking forward to seeing you at the next one, hosting that event.
No problem. Hey, real quick, how can people connect with the Odyssey?
You can connect with Black Odyssey on YouTube. That's BLAQODESSY. And you can also like our Facebook page, spelled the same way, BLAQODESSY. And catch up with us on Twitter, at Black Odyssey, all one word, BLAQODESSY. And you can catch up with me personally at John Allen on the Facebook. You'll see a profile picture of me with some glasses on and a shirt and tie, looking real professional like.
Man, we appreciate and respect that. We'll be getting into that Connect song very shortly, so if you're holding line, we'll appreciate that.
Okay, I sure will.
No problem. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, wow. I'm looking at the 216-486 and the 407-272. All right. So before I get into that, I just want to run my mouth a little bit, if I can. And I did mention the other, but I definitely always want to let people know where they can catch certain other things, such as the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio show that happens Thursdays at 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceitradio.com. You never know who the guest might be in there. And the official website is blackonblackcleveland.com with the Facebook choose. There's a Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr. period, profile picture of a sheriff's hat. So you got one way to connect with me, or another way to connect with the entire group, or use both. As a matter of fact, I want to jump over here real quick. Woo! And definitely take my time before I get into things, and I know I'll be getting into the phone calls, but I want to definitely jump over and just let people know that Cleveland, Ohio loves ruining my high. I'm serious. I mean, y'all drinkers and smokers, y'all know what it's like when someone says they got a buzz or they're mellowing out, and somebody mentions to them, ain't you got to go to work tomorrow or school tomorrow or something like that? And the person tells them, man, dog, dude, you ruined my high. Now, I was on a high last Tuesday preparing for the Ohio Hip Hop Awards and activities. I was like, oh, cool. And being a Lifetime Achievement Award winner 10 years ago, and within six years ago, the Damon Mumford Humanitarian Award winner. So I'm on a high for that. I want to go to music seminars and all of that. And it was ruined when I heard a 3-year-old, Major Howard, mortally wounded, killed while sitting in a car next to a 24-year-old woman who was shot, fortunately not killed. Now, Major's mom had got out the car to speak to someone when a drive-by happened. A man in the neighborhood fortunately drove him to Cleveland Clinic, but since they don't have a trauma center,
closed Huron, you know, Cleveland Clinic. They closed Huron Road Hospital the same way they're trying to do in Lakewood. But that's a story for another time. So they were life-flighted to other hospitals. Now, police issued a warrant for Donnell, a.k.a. Nail Lindsay, 22. He's had drug trafficking and gun charges. Did a couple years in prison. But here's my thing. My high already blown last Tuesday. And I watched, I remember Donnie Pastard of Black on Black Crime Incorporated and the Carl Stokes Brigade call on the community and call the community to task for this. She made it on the media. Times like this, I wish our people hadn't made it on the media because it would have meant times like that didn't happen. Now, Friday evening came the vigil. I want to thank people like OPN, Press People's Nation, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Carl Stokes Brigade, Laura Collin, Don Bryant, MC Brick. That was a surprise. G. Ice of 216 Radio, Charles Yancey of Who Has the Power Radio, and others who went out to march in the streets against violence. And I got a chance to speak. And I had no choice but to light into the channels, the news stations that were out there. Channel 3, 5, 8, 19, they didn't cover the marches that we've been doing. I'm not talking about the Black Lives Matter against police brutality. We've been doing marches for the past 2 months, and I had to ask the questions on why they didn't cover our marches where we shut streets down over black violence. And we never got that coverage, including Channel 5's Leon Bibb, who was there, because if you'd taken a closer look in the neighborhood, he'd have known, like a kaleidoscope, like listeners of this show and many others know, we shut down streets, such as Warrensville and Lee, Superior and Lakeshore, East 55th and Central, East 55th and Woodland and Kinsman intersection, and the media ignored it. And if the media hadn't have ignored us, maybe more people would have taken responsibility for their own area to shut it down to stop violence, which can bring crime down. That's why we marched. Now, I heard, like others, that gangs were out, but being a member of Black Man Army, you know, and with TV cameras around, you have your field general like a Art McCoy, who Sergeant Major told in our structured meetings that, you know, women and children, they do need to see people take the streets back, especially if we claim to serve Yahweh, God, Allah. I want to also give a special thanks to Cleveland State's own Janitha from Black Studies, Brother Box, Miss Ferguson, who also marched with us as we blocked off 116th Kinsman, 116th Union. And it's because our Heavenly Father, in my opinion, doesn't want us to have fear of man when you're doing right. Broad daylight, like most electrifying of Kevin Hart would say, they had to learn. We had to let them know, y'all gonna learn today. And I'm mad. I am mad. And I'm a little bit upset at some of my people. And I want to say, if you want to check out the Facebook page, I can agree a lot with Pastor Thompson's message. And I want to know, where the hell are the pastors and the imams from the masjid, the mosque? I mean, I know they held prayer vigils. They held hands, peace walks last week, but damn, I'm tired of you all making Jesus effeminate. Jesus didn't stand and pray when they gambled in God's temple. He threw their behinds out. He did God's work by walking, talking, leading, and instructing his people by example. When will our pastors, imams step up? As a matter of fact, I feel like I shouldn't be having to go out tomorrow morning, 11 a.m., to Young Major's funeral at the historic Greater Friendship Church. That's being held at 12305 Arlington Avenue. That's Cleveland, Ohio, 44108. But you do have to. And the reason that I brought that all up is for one more reason. $420 billion is what's being taken in from our church so far. Black churches. And what the hell is going on and coming out of there? I'm not sure right now. With that being said, 216-406, I apologize. I shouldn't be on a soapbox like this. How are you?
Am I here? I'm here. This is Sister Tina. I am a Superwoman Radio. How are you this evening, Brother Al?
All right. Not really. I'm not going to lie. I'm like in a zone,
that wasn't,
but I'm thankful.
That wasn't even an appropriate question. It really wasn't. You know, it was one of those standard, oh, good evening, how are you? Well, I'm mad as hell, and I know you are, too. We're not all right. Our babies are dying. How can we be all right? You know,
you
don't
know
what I'm feeling.
I'm thankful right now that people like yourself, Brother Charles, and many others stepped out and said, enough is enough. And are doing things radio-wise, getting out there on the front lines, setting that example so other people can stand up for themselves and do things. So I am at least thankful for that. So it's on you.
Okay.
I ran my mouth too much.
Well, again, my name is Tina Hobson, and I am the producer, chief executive, host of I Am a Superwoman Radio. And I'm like Brother Al last week. You know, enough was enough. Enough was a. excuse me. When Lil Ramon was killed, that was enough. Ooh. But when you turn around a week and a half later, and Lil Major gets killed, oh, that took me over the edge. Don't push me. I'm over the edge. I'm not close to the edge. I'm over. And so immediately. You know, thank God for God, because immediately I thought of you. I said, I need to partner with somebody who's doing something. You know, it's time for me to get from behind the mic, get in front of the mic, walk the walk, talk the talk, and do something about this violence, this senseless violence. You know, I've got my platform. I can use my radio show anytime I want to. Anytime I want to, and that's what I'm doing tonight at 10 o'clock. I Am a Superwoman presents A Parent's Tears, A Community Fears. What are you going to do? But for me, I turned that question around. It wasn't about what are you going to do. I asked myself, what am I going to do? I had to make that real personal. What am I going to do? Am I going to hide behind this mic in my studio and not be seen, not be visible? Oh, heck no. So Wednesday, where was I at? At the Resource Center, Black on Black Crime. Saturday, where was I at? At the Hip Hop down in CSU. I've got to do what I've got to do. I'm organizing a coat drive for needy children who go into the crisis nursery at Providence House on West 32nd. What am I going to do? I'm on your show right now. That's what I'm doing. I'm broadcasting myself at 10 o'clock. That's what I'm doing. I'm providing coats and winter supplies for children. That's what I'm doing. I'm visible now. That's what I'm doing. What are you going to do? That's what I'm asking the audience. What are you going to do?
Wow.
Because
you
we'll fall for anything, and we've already fallen. You know, it's time to get back up. It's time to get back up. We didn't lay down too long. It's time for us to get back up.
And you have a couple of special guests coming up tonight.
I absolutely do, Brother Al. One of my guests, the first one I contacted was Sonya Garth. Her daughter, a 12-year-old daughter, Davia, October the 30th of 2014, her wounds are real fresh, real raw and open. Davia was killed at the hands of her stepfather that she proclaimed love for all the time. In his effort trying to kill Sonya, he killed Davia, 12 years old, 12 years old. So Davia's mom, Sonya's going to be on the line. 1994, Judy Martin's son was brutally killed. She's going to be on the show. She's a member of Black on Black Crime. She has her own foundation for victims. She's going to tell her story. They're doing stuff, and they're experiencing, they're living the pain, but they're not laying down. They're not laying down. They have laid down, got back up, and they're busy making sure that their children's lives, that their children's lives, that they didn't die in vain. This
That's
is
a blessing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So those two awesome, awesome young ladies are going to be on I Am a Superwoman tonight at 10 o'clock, along with you and along with Charles Yassey II of Who Has the Power Network.
Got you. And the number is 845-277-9243.
Exactly. 845-277-9243. Or if you don't want to talk, log in to www.blogtalkradio.com/I Am a Superwoman 2, the number 2.
I appreciate that. I do. And that'll be the major information for the night, because we want to make sure people definitely take the time to tune in for that. And I appreciate you coming out swinging on fire last Wednesday morning, and for being a part of this today. You and Charles, Brother Charles, coming up with this for this evening. It's right on time, well needed, well deserved. So thank you.
Well, you know what? Anybody on social media, they can never, ever say that they haven't had the opportunity to voice their feelings, their thoughts, their opinions, and their actions. We've been doing a marathon since 7 o'clock this evening. It will last until midnight tonight. So anybody who doesn't call in, they don't want to do nothing. They don't want to. They've been desensitized to the terror, to the violence, and to the madness in the city of Cleveland, and they're blind. They're blind. And there's nothing worse than a person having their eyes wide open and can't see.
I appreciate that very much. I look forward to talking to you shortly, sister.
Yes, sir. I'm getting ready to get ready now. So
right,
thank you for allowing me to be on your show tonight.
No problem. Thank you for being a part of it.
Thank you. See you in a few.
No problem. Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, before I go to the next person who's been waiting, 216-486, like what she was talking about, oh, wow, it was that Black Man Army BMA Pride Day and the video shoot for the original hip-hop mix of that song. It happened at Cleveland State University, and I want to give a roll call to a lot of people who made it through. I Am a Superwoman sister. Tina Hobson was a part of that. Unfortunately, she had to leave before the shoot actually started, which I got to get on my cameraman about. But that's another story for another time. But it was definitely refreshments provided by Brother HJS along with the music. We also showed films of people taking back the streets, Cleveland, everything from the red light, street light cameras where we had our successes, to a few other things dealing with the 137-shot atrocity. We had Brother Tone Capone did that hour-long freestyle. I'm not sure why, but he did it. We also had Mr. Milligrand himself, Brother McCoy. We had a lot of youth that showed up there, which was a beautiful thing. Brother Dantez, Brother Alvin, Kendu rocked the spot real nice. We had Team New Life, a.k.a. Eastside, was in the building. Thomas made it in. Brother Saeed, he made it in with his grandson. It was beautiful. We had Major Taps, Prester Pickett representing Cleveland State University, Brother Tino, and we had Sister Jan who fixed like homemade chipotle, lip smacking good. It was definitely from the Black Studies Department. We had somebody representing the Black Lives Matter movement. He came through briefly, which was nice. GMS Shakespeare, Suave Gotti, Hood Famous TV shot the video. Kendu is also officially entered into what will be the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, cut off period by October 1st. The Hip Hop Rap Contest that will happen soon in December. You have to go deal with the six Republican principles from the inner city Republicans are sponsoring this, which is free market economy, strong family, and American values, educational excellence, faith communities, diversity, effective government, protection for voters. You can dial a 216-804-7462 phone number for more results, but that will be after 10 tonight. Thank you very much. Before I go to that 216-486, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that Art McCoy Radio Show, Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 a.m. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. Now I can go and see what's on that 216-486. How are you doing out there? 216-486, how are you?
I am doing fine, Mr. Porter. And
that is so nice.
Listening in, thanking God for sending others to help, because you've been out there a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time for others to rise up and help. And maybe
mm-hmm.
the media been ignoring you for years, and you all been out there, so you stayed out there. And I'm thankful that other people are now coming. God is sending help. So I'm very happy to listen in and to learn and to find out that there are others out here in this wicked city that are very happy to help serve the people. Because all lives do matter.
Mm-hmm.
Young lives matter. Babies' lives and children's lives matter. It had to get to this where they're killing our babies and our children before the adults get angry enough to step out and do something about it. So now
I hear you.
Yes. And I like the song Black People, because we do need to rise up and help each other, because we're all in the same game.
You know something? After I play that connect, if I get to it, I will throw that on as a special request for you from Queen Nana, that Black People song. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
You are more than welcome. And you know, I'm looking at all the other phone numbers that pop up, and I appreciate those numbers. I know I'll be going to that 216-215 shortly and the 216-205. Wow, 216-609. And then I'm looking at, that still looks like an MC's name, even though I know it's not. Still, it just looks like Mr. Gizzle, or MC Gizzle, which is not the greatest MC name in the world now that I think about it. But I'm enjoying myself because there are people who have a lot to say, and that's the blessing of this show. As a matter of fact, I just want to get on one thing, because I had an interesting time. There'll be some things that I won't get into because it'll be pushed off until next week, which is kind of good. But I want to just cause people to think, to always pay attention to words that are used. Words can really, really fool you on certain things. They really can. And it's like this. Weeks ago, Mayor Jackson took, you know, he did what he was supposed to, steps to go along with that dissent decree, and that was beautiful. Now, at the same time, Governor Kasich's advisory board, which consisted of the late, great former Congressman Louis Stokes, former Senator Nina Turner, Cincinnati Bengals, NFL great Anthony Munoz, I'm not sure what he has to do with police brutality, but that's all right, State Representative Cassandra Williams, Cleveland State University Professor Ronnie Dunn, approved board guidelines. It was like broad guidelines for police that emphasize preservation of life. It gives guidance on when deadly force is permissible and seeks to limit deadly force in the first place. This came from the city's wide tour throughout Ohio, which was held within the last few months, and will generate standards. While not mandatory, will go to all citizens and law enforcement entities in our state as a guideline and a baseline to guide departments and officers' conduct, while not mandatory. Anyway, I went and spoke at one of those events, as reported months ago, even was quoted in the Cleveland State University paper. Now, citizens, for the first time, will have a tool of statewide standards to evaluate police performance, said Nina Turner, former senator, co-chair of the Ohio Collaborative Community Police Advisory Board, and by March 2017, a list of which 1,000 law enforcement agencies in Ohio, that's the number we have, are following the guidelines, and which aren't, that information will be shared. And that's what co-chair John Bourne said. He's also director of the Ohio Department of Public Safety.
While not mandatory, the panel will encourage police to hire more minorities and to shoot only when they feel their lives are in danger. But it's noted that many police departments already have those established rules, but residents can watch being followed. Huh. I apologize to the Black Lives Matter movement. But all words matter, all words matter, all words matter. The words, while not mandatory, is a slap in the face. It means the police don't have to change it if they choose. Why? While not mandatory means it's not mandatory. So a cop can still use the same excuse, my life was in danger. That's why I killed in 0.07 seconds a 12-year-old without warning, fired 137 times. The language of the new standards even says, while and only if an officer's life is in danger. But isn't that what police already did in Dayton at a Walmart? Black man killed over an air rifle? All words matter. I know the panelists meant well, but while not mandatory, gives police they give them too much wiggle room because they don't have to follow what's been put on paper. Why? Because it's not mandatory. That's why rapper Ken Ball, a.k.a. Ken Smith, who was killed by police officer Roger Jones, his family, Ken Smith's family, was awarded $5.5 million a couple of weeks ago by a federal judge that said Cleveland cop Roger Jones used excessive force in shooting and killing Smith during the 2012 incident. Maybe if we had a mandatory written clause, the cop wouldn't have his job after costing us our tax dollars for an excessive force verdict. And yes, the city does pay it, as we spoke about on this show before. And Tim McGinney wouldn't have a standard. He'd at least have a standard to go by. Think about it. He'd have a standard to go by if it was mandatory and wouldn't have had to protect Officer Jones in 2014 in the killing of Ken Smith, calling it justified as a shooting. And maybe a mandatory standard would make it easy for Tamir Rice's family and attorneys, so that they wouldn't have to ask Prosecutor McGinty to file aggravated murder charges against the officer, since aggravated murder doesn't require prior calculation and design, but only a purpose to commit murder. Then again, you need mandatory standards. I'm off of my soapbox. I apologize real quick. I want to thank people who call in because it's time for me to go back to my phone lines. And like I say, I'm just thankful that we have a format where people can get a chance to speak their minds. So I'm going to go real quick to 216-215. 216-215. How are you doing out there? 216-215. And I know what that means, and I appreciate it. One of the main things that I get on when I first start, I give three principles, and the three things are, for those who don't know, before I go to the next phone call, I let people know, hey, you can get something out to write down any info that's given, or disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, hey, you can call in and tell me, or disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, and that's fine. You can just cheat and listen back, because a lot of times it tells you right there, hey, press one if you want to talk. And I don't have to speak, but I always give you the time enough to get something off your chest, because sometimes I learn a lot from the people who call in, more than you would even think or realize. So with that being said, 216-609, you have been putting up with my loud mouth for a little while. So 216-609, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. What's going on with you?
I'm actually calling and listening. Y'all got some good topics, and I was just calling to listen to my boyfriend's song you played, Connect.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to do that. So we still got it, like, on deck all day. So I just appreciate that. Hey, babe, that's what we do. We play artist material. We talk to them. We promote. That's where the music, activism, and news. So any
right.
other shout-outs you want to give?
I want to give a shout-out to everybody who got something positive to say about the things that's going on right now in this world. I want to give a shout-out to my mama, my boyfriend, hey, bro. And just, you know, I've been listening, and there's just been a lot of positive other things going on, and I appreciate that. And I just hope everybody, you know, now can just get together and let's just make a difference. Like, it's time to quit playing out here. You know, we got people looking up to us and stuff, you know? We gotta make things better because they reflect us. These kids out here, they do what they see. You know?
You're right.
So I'm actually at work right now, so it's not much I can really say.
Hey, well, you're good. We're going to put you back so you can listen to the song and the rest of the show, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate that. Like I say, I'm going to the next phone caller just because that I want to let people know, should they choose, wow, how could I forget about this one and let people know that if you want to go to Blog Talk or Facebook, there's Dee Gambit Radio, and there's Bored and Restless Miss Contagious. And as well as My Loud Radio, Kicking It with Kim, that comes on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays on myloudradio.com, 6 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time. People sometimes say, how come you throw out a lot of shows with people? It's because good way to stay connected and let people know, hey, you heard certain things here, and then we throw up the different shows, and we all work with each other and get some real work done. I'm tired of fake work. I want to get some real work done. Now, I want to go to this. Now I know who I'm talking to, but still, it's like that would still be the worst name to come across if it was a rap name, Mr. Jizzle or Mr. C. Jizzle. Anyway, you're on live, man in the street. How you doing, partner?
I'm good, sir. How are you, brother Al?
I am doing excellent. Man, what you said at the vigil, like I say, it's unfortunate it had to be said that there was a vigil at all, but I was very thankful that the media caught you and put it out there, and I was also very thankful that, you know, as a talk show host, on-air personality, you were out there on the front lines, marching and letting people know it's all right to stand up for yourself. So now you can let people know who you are and what you do. I'm done.
Well, I'm always nervous to kind of talk about what I do, even though I'm proud of what I do. I am Mr. Yancey. I'm the executive producer of the Who Has the Power Radio Network. But the one thing that I say, for those who either were not at the vigil or were not able to see the news clip, the one thing I want people to understand is, again, these movements are more than just supposed to be movements. And unfortunately, he only was able to do the prayer, but there's a gentleman named there by Kyle Early, and he has a initiative going on right now called Not Just a Moment, But a Movement. Because a lot of these situations, a lot of these vigils are just that, a moment. You know, we talk about it, we come together, we say, oh, man, this is so sad. Oh, I don't like this, I don't like that. But then the next day, we back to business as usual, not thinking about, hold on, this really did happen. And it's possible it could happen to another youth out there. And it's possible that it might be one of my family members that it happens to. But unfortunately, that goes out the window. I'm excited. I'm hurt. Well, not excited. Well, of course, excited, you know, not in a good way. But, I mean, I'm charged. I want to see something happen. Oh, I got to get involved. But that's only for that moment. You know, when it's all said and done, how much have we really done to put a dent in this war on crime, or war on gun violence, to protect our young people, to protect everybody, period? Again, when I did a show, like you mentioned, I appreciate your permission, the show I did earlier, and actually it was a part two, Does Black Lives Matter to Blacks? I stated it before, and I'll state it again. There was a statistic shared, or a statistic that I shared on the show from the FBI in 2013, that 90% of black victims are killed by black perpetrators. It's not other races. It's not white people. It's not Latinos. It's not Hispanics. It's not Chinese, Filipino, Russians, or whoever. 90% of black victims are killed by black perpetrators, and that's sad. We always talk about how powerful our dollars are, how powerful of a people we are, but we're so powerful we kill our own selves. I was just reading an article today about a what's called the Hate Committee. The Hate Committee is a faction or the muscle, they call it the muscle part of a gang. And they actually are sent out to kill other gang members who do not support the gang, whether it's going to meetings or paying dues to support the syndicate. So it's like, how you, not only are you killing innocent people, but then you turn around and killing other gangsters. It's like, wait a minute. It's like, what is going on? You're killing everybody else and yourselves. That's called self-destruction is what it's called. It's called self-destruction. And unfortunately, again, it spills out to other people. And again, innocent bystanders could possibly get killed, and it needs to stop, all of it. But it cannot just be a conversation. Like I said, what we're doing today as colleagues, as brothers and sisters in media, you, Al Porter, Tina Housen, and myself, we can't just be the only ones talking, because no different than we had that vigil on Friday, and it was all those people out there, and then we walked. That can't just be today. It has to be every day. I don't know how many walks it has to be. I don't know how many rallies it has to be. But until this gun violence is brought down, mind you, keep in mind, Chicago is known right now as the murder capital of the United States of America. Do you really want Cleveland, Ohio to make that status? If you don't, then don't just let it be a moment, but a movement. And not just a movement, like you said, just to get on TV or to be popular and say, hey, I was on TV. I'm a part of it. Okay, so what else are you doing other than right now? It has to be a life. It has to be a part of you. You have to really care about your community and really think about, hey, my cousin could be the next one. My sister could be the next one. My uncle could be the next one. My aunt can be the next one. And unfortunately, my grandmother or grandfather. I'm done.
Thank you so much, man. Look forward to catching up with you. And, oh, wow, just about 10 minutes as we go into Sister Tina's I Am a Superwoman. Thank you, brother.
Keep going, keep going.
Yes, sir. All the way until the midnight hour, doing things the right way, not the wrong way. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go on and play this next track because it has been requested a couple of times. The artists show they care about themselves. Dissolve. We're going to get connected.
Until I reach a million, come on, you
Know a couple of things coming up real quick. Next Monday, a show by the name of PCP Radio, they are doing a special from 7 to 9 p.m. Pray for Cleveland, featuring somebody by the name of Al Porter, Ernest Smith of OPN, Baby Major's uncle. That will be a 377-945-6380 phone number as well. I'm glad to see other people starting to file suit. And I want to let people know, 10 p.m. tonight to midnight, 845-277-9243. Yes, I will be chiming in. You can chime in, too, with what's on your mind concerning everything that's going on. And here's something that's crazy or interesting. The Ohio Hemp Fest, September 27th, at the Ohio State University this Sunday. Activist by the name of Jeff Schlecks, he invited Prometheus the General, Crazy 8 the Great, Affinity, and a guy like me who doesn't even smoke, to be at Cleveland, Ohio State University, 2:30 to 3:20 p.m. to at least represent. When you're an activist, you have something to say, and thankfully I have a couple of positive messages to put out there as well. That's this Sunday at the Ohio State University Hemp Stage side. With that being said, I want to thank everybody. Remember, you can do anything you set your mind on doing with the Creator's help. You can be the person that you wish to be. And I'm going to send this out from Queen Nana. You'll love the lyrics. Always do. The song is called Black People.
Man, it's bad enough that we've been brainwashed. Then they got the nerve to blatantly just kill somebody and just think they can get away with it. Man, the season's got to change.
feel it changing me. No longer victim of destructive mental slavery. But as a people, we still crabs in a bucket. Hey, somebody gotta say something. And you ever wonder why we're killing each other when in actuality we sisters and brothers? Truth is, nothing is what it seems. Martin Luther had a dream that still remains to be seen. In my opinion, it's time to stop ignorance. Clear up the smoke from our opposing constituents. Check the complexion of the first 43. Were they all actually qualified to sit in the seat? Steve Harvey keeps bringing a spiritual direction during a time such as this. Man, I count it a blessing. Thanks to Michael Bazin for all that you do. Trayvon and Gina Six, just to name a few. Come on.
My black people fight. My black people fight.